Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Second down, Jones, pressure in his face, throws chains, has a catch, and Jones walks the ball, and it's loose, and the Rams will pick it up, Cameron Kitchens with some blockers, turnover, and the Rams have it after what would have been a big play, Cam Curl punched it out.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yep, that's the air.
That was the air out of the balloon.
Out of the balloon,
yeah,
yep.
Right there, that play.
Rams, touchdown, yeah. Niners three and out. Rams, touchdown, Niners, they're on the move.
Yeah, they're moving the ball.
Like
they're
Darren Ruff. Yeah. And then Juwan, you know, 13-yard catch, boom. The ball is out.
Juwan Jennings is
out. The ball is out. And it's funny because I was watching again today, and I was like, I thought of you when
you
that
did?
Happened.
You thought of me?
I thought of you because...
That's nice of you. Thank you for thinking of me.
Well, I thought of you all weekend, actually.
You did?
Well, I took care of you, and, you know.
You did.
I do, of course.
Thank you.
But when I saw that, and I saw Juwan go to the sideline and take off his helmet, and I saw the red hair, I thought, man, what does Mark always say? Like, these wide receivers with their off-season shenanigans, and when they come back, they don't play like they used to play.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And I actually
this is not totally like... Oh, Juwan, your holdout, whatever it was, your calf. But, you know, when you come back and you play, you don't play as well as you used to play. And this was like, you know, the ball is up.
Yeah. And we're going to go to the phones.
Anyway,
I'm going to get that officiating
rant. I
thought
of you.
No, but I do have a quick theory here. I really do. And it's the Clay Thompson. I'm going to nickname it the Clay Thompson theory. I think when you head to life, whether it's work or a relationship or parenting or anything, I think if you head out into the world pissed off trying to prove something, they're not going to go well. That's my theory. Simple theory. Can't prove it to a man and to a woman, but that's my theory. I just don't. I've suffered from this at times in my life. Where if you are out in the world trying to prove something to people other than you, you're in trouble. You're in a bad spot. You're going to make bad decisions. You're going to do bad things. Your motivations are coming from the wrong place.
Motivation.
And this is what wide receivers, or anyone for that matter, are doing when they're mad all off season. And then, like, football's an emotional sport, so these guys are all going out there kind of, you know, trying to do the bleep you to the opponent thing. But when you're out there and now you have to add in your own employer, potential other future employers, and you're trying to show something to somebody, and oh, by the way, you don't even have any real power over it because someone else has to deliver the ball to you.
And he did.
You're just, it's not going to go well more often than not.
Yeah.
And that's what I think happened to Debo, and then it happened to Brandon, and now it's happening to Juwan.
And
he hasn't been bad this year.
Nope.
But it's been a weird year. Up, down, up, down. It's just like the Niners schedule the last 7 weeks.
Exactly.
Totally.
And on that same drive, he actually had a false start on 2nd and 7 earlier in the drive where a wide receiver should never have a false start. And so, fine. Okay, 2nd and 12 now, and Kittle picks it up, and then Juwan a catch, and then incomplete, and then Juwan a catch, and then boop. That ball got just straight punched out, and you go from 14-0 down to, okay, maybe we're about to get back in this thing, to, nope, they've got good field position. They score again, 21-0, night-night.
We are live in the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Thrilled that you are with us. Thank you so much. It means the world the day after a game always, even if it's not a victory. You know what? We got too many people that want to weigh in. I'm going to hold that. We'll do the quick officiating rant here in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because I don't want to make everybody wait. Let's go to Mason in Beaumont. Hey, Mason, what's going on? Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. Glad to talk to you. I really don't get a chance to call in much, but I listen to you guys all the time.
No, thank you.
But welcome. But here, this is the thing I want to point out to a lot of 49er fans. And I've been a 49er fan since 1980, so I got some years on me. But here's the thing. For all you guys who are upset about what happened last week or didn't happen with the trade deadline, you have to take a deep breath. The 49ers did not tell you last week that this was not a Super Bowl roster. They told you that in the offseason. They told you, we are going to have to rearrange the deck. We no longer can sustain a certain roster that we paid out money to that we had go to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. In the NFL, you get a certain window with a certain group of players when they're elite. And if you win, then you get the cherry on the take. And unfortunately, the 49ers, as we know, didn't cash in on the roster that they had a couple of years ago. So now they're having to redo it. Now you have injuries to your top players, which only exacerbate the situation, the fact that this is a middle-of-the-pack roster. And one trade last week wasn't going to change their odds of winning the Super Bowl. So here's this. We are now having to reassess the fact that the reason why they're 6-4 is because when it comes to coaching, game preparation, getting the most out of your players, we got one of the best coaching staffs in the NFL. But what the 49ers do show, at least we've seen the past few years, is that in order to retool quickly, and the Rams did this too, by the way, they no longer had the same team that they won a Super Bowl with. They retooled, and they have hit on their draft picks. When it comes to the 49ers and their recent draft picks, it's kind of sketchy. So you got a great coaching staff, but what will determine this current window in the next few years is, can they get the young pieces in to get this team back to where it was? And if you have, that's where most of your criticism is going to be. This season, they're making chicken salad, chicken bleep this year. They're doing an amazing job getting the most of what they have. But there is no way this team was going far anyway.
Mason, thank you. I actually really, almost to a T, I agree with this take. The only thing that I would change in what he said, and what Mason basically said, is they didn't tell you this at the trade deadline. They told you this all offseason.
Yep.
I would say they did tell you this all offseason, but it was subtle. And then they told you again at the trade deadline.
Yep.
Because their point at the trade deadline is even further down the road than it was in the offseason. Because I think in the offseason, it's like, all right, we're going to have to blend some really young talent in with our veteran talent. And then the hope, and Kyle said this before the year started, the hope is that they get better each week. And by the end of the year, we've got an actual defense that's kind of humming. And maybe we can get ourselves into the tournament and then do some things. Now, that's under the idea that Fred Warner and Nick Bosa play for your
exactly.
team.
Exactly.
So now at the trade deadline, it's their original point and double it. Because it's now we're really not going to reinforce this. So I've said it all along, and I think it's a hard point to make. I'm mad about the trade deadline, but I understand it. Haven't you ever gotten into a conversation with a family member, and you're like, what you did totally just ticked me off? I get it, though. I get it. Or at work. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, ever been through a contract negotiation where they're like, you know, this is kind of where the industry's at? So we'd like to double your salary, but we're not gonna. And you're like, I'm mad about that.
Right.
But I get it. That's kind of where I was at the trade deadline. So I'm still mad about it. I get it, but it sucks. Their defense is going to be bad all year.
Well, even if...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
They tried to like double down on that. What would that be? It would be like bring in an edge rusher. Okay, you're still not a great defense. Bring in a linebacker and an edge. Okay, you might be better, but are you better enough to actually like make a run? So I do think what you're saying is factual, where, you know, you look at what this team is. If they had Bosa and Warner still, you'd be a different team, but you're not going to replace Bosa or Warner. So what are you trying to do? You're going to try to give the young guys all the chance they get, and you're hoping that, you know, you can have an offense that's good enough to be complimentary and protect the defense, and yesterday they weren't.
But you love that word, complimentary.
Right.
So to me, I think it's actually, I get what you're saying, but the idea that, oh, one player is not going to change everything. Right, but it could a little bit. Because one, like Nick Bosa is one player. Now, you can't find Nick Bosa.
No.
But you could find somebody that could have some sort of a trickle-down effect and help the other guys. And then suddenly Bryce Huff looks better. And then suddenly Khalil Davis looks better. And you're not going to make all the plays. You might still give up 25 points a game. But how about not 35 points a game? That's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm going to ask you real quick. Let's see if you remember.
Okay.
Who was the player I actually wanted at the deadline? Not a huge name, but not dumpster diving either. Do you remember the name I really wanted?
Ah, boy, I don't remember.
Okay, New York Jets, Will McDonald.
That's right.
You know how many sacks he had yesterday?
11?
Almost. 4.
And 4?
4 sacks yesterday.
Wow.
And no, he was not going to call for a first or second rounder or even a third rounder. And yes, he's under contract next year.
That team's hot, though.
Oh, God.
They've won 2 in a row.
They have. They're now 2-7.
Yep.
And they're still doing it with smoke and mirrors.
Yep.
2 special teams touchdowns. Was that right?
That was crazy, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.